This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Folks, we know about a number of the horrific shootings that take place on school campuses across the country. There are a lot of things that can be done in the collection of intelligence data in a bunch of different ways. And there's been a program, actually, that was started here by Crime Stoppers many, many years ago, I think dating back to 2004, if my memory serves me correct, that has, I can honestly say, provided information to the JPSO on many occasions where we were able to get intrusive, get curious about certain things that were going on school campuses throughout Jefferson Parish and disrupt things that were about to happen. And Darlene Cassanza, president and CEO of Crime Stoppers, joins us. Darlene, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Neil, for having us.
So, Darlene, the Safe School Hotline, it's been around a while. For the benefit of listening audience, why don't you explain how this works?
Absolutely. So our program, and it actually started after a shooting at John McDonough High School in New Orleans, allows not only students, but families, you know, the faculty, whoever is involved in the school community, to report information they know, and it's done through the Crime Stoppers process, which means it's always done anonymously. And back in the day, we had a telephone, and then we did text-a-tip. You know, today, really, what we're using is a mobile app, a free app. It's called Safe Schools Louisiana, and kids can download that and send any information. They can upload photos, voice recordings. I mean, obviously, we get a lot of information they're getting from social media posts. But all of this is done real-time, where we're looking at it through our answering service 24/7 and vetting the information to the teams that it needs to go to. And you're right, Noel. I mean, we have processed thousands of tips through this particular process. And what we're excited about is the fact that, you know, this is about preventing crimes before they happen, but it's also about giving voices to people who want to have a voice, which is our students. And it's incredible to see how happy they are when they know that their information has been looked at and taken seriously, you know, by the administrators or whoever the information needs to go down to.
In some cases, I recall, you correct me if I'm wrong, there were, you know, kids were not really trusting sometimes of administration. In many cases, they didn't feel like the information that they desired to provide was taken seriously. And that changed in a pretty quick fashion, if my memory serves me correct, with the Safe School Hotline. Because law enforcement was able to vet some of that information, do some background with it before they ever went to the administration. And I know in our case, when we went to the administration, they took it seriously.
Well, definitely. I guess there's two components to that. First off, with Crime Stoppers, we've always put the students first. So when you look at the Safe Schools information, it's, you know, even the logo was created by students. We have a student leadership program called our Teen Ambassadors Against Crime, and those kids were very much involved when we first started this, giving us the language, you know, appearing in our PSAs, appearing in our training videos, so that students feel that it's someone like a peer, someone that they would recognize, passing on this information about how you can get involved. But certainly, everything that comes back to us to participate in this program, we have to have, from the school side, a multidisciplinary team. And that team has to consist of someone from law enforcement. Because obviously there's information that comes to us that's law enforcement in nature that they would need to investigate versus just the school system. The other person that's very important, because we've seen a shift in the type of tips receiving, is that the school team has to include counseling. So a lead counselor, someone on the behavioral health side, so that if we get the information that we see, you know, that somebody is, you know, threatening self-harm, we want to make sure that not only does law enforcement, if it's a first person reporting that and it's, you know, it's an imminent concern, law enforcement is going to go out and do a welfare check or a wellness check. But we need to follow that up on the school level so that when we have the counseling side of this, they can follow up with the student and their family and make sure that the services that are needed is being provided. So, I mean, I think when kids see that, when they know that they've sent a tip and they see their friend getting help, it's that circle. It's, you know, that shows that, yes, we are taking you seriously. We want to make sure that you're comfortable through this process and that you see a result.
Darlene, we know that there's been, in a lot of cases, a connection between a student and criminal actor, not just shootings, but acting out in criminal conduct on school campuses with bullying. And I know that you guys historically have received a lot of information about cases of that going on as well, right?
Well, bullying certainly, I mean, in most school shootings, when you look at, you go back and you read the text about what possibly led up to that, there's a lot of times the alleged perception of bullying, and or certainly can be proven that the child was bullied, and there's abuse. And a lot of times there's abuse behind that. And for us, when we see the tips coming through to us, definitely bullying can be simple things that we don't, you know, as adults, well, that was just, you know, I got excluded from something. But it goes on over time, and it can lead to other more extreme, whether it's criminal behavior or other behavior where it could lead to self-harm. So we take the incidence of bullying very seriously. And actually, in the state of Louisiana, I mean, there's guidelines for schools to follow with information that's, you know, how they're handling bullying information coming into their schools. There was a new law passed last year where there's a safe school center through the Governor's Office of Homeland Security. So schools have to have a reporting process like a Crime Stoppers anonymous reporting app, and they have to have other services in place. All of that goes back to, like you say, the bullying incidents. I mean, whether somebody's coming in and going to do something and threatening another student that becomes a criminal nature, you know, the school has to be able to interact with that, and kids need to be able to report with that. So see it, you see something, say something. It's been the motto. We're say it here is our motto. It all goes back to what is the power of the person who's witnessing this able to do with what they see.
Yeah, it's no doubt that information is power. There's also no doubt that what goes on in and around a school campus is just representative of what's going on in a community at large. It's not like you walk on a school campus and everyone is completely sanitized of everything that's going on outside the campus, right?
No, absolutely. And I know for me, when I first started doing this, and I've been doing this for a while, I was amazed at the information that we would gather through students on adult crimes. And, you know, people who are on the most wanted by a certain law enforcement agency for committing either murders or, you know, some type of very violent act. Students had information. I mean, whether that was somebody they knew from their neighborhood, whether that was somebody that was part of their family, they would share that information because I think most students want to be able to do the right thing. And they're not, it's not an isolated incident where they're not seeing this. If they're walking to school and they're seeing drug deals happening a block away, or, you know, other types of activity happening very close to the school community, it does get brought into the school community. So for us, with that multidisciplinary team approach, if it's meant to be a law enforcement concern, you know, like going to investigate the drug dealing outside of the school grounds, you know, that's what's so helpful because we have that tree already made, the branches of those trees already made through our community program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I know you continue to work with the schools. Has much changed since 2004 relative? I mean, other than the manner in which they're communicating it. I mean, I know the social networks are much more alive and well today than they were then. But anything else?
Well, certainly for us, two things have changed. I'll start with the type of tips. You know, back in the day when we first started, we were getting a lot of, oh, there's going to be a fight on campus. There was drugs being sold. You know, you would get some bullying. We weren't getting the mental health concerns. And really, after COVID, we saw a huge increase in that changing with the landscape of the student population, with what we all have gone through with COVID, correct?
Sure.
So we've seen a lot more mental health issues that the kids are dealing with. We're seeing tips about not only self-harm, suicide threats. We're seeing tips about abuse, dating abuse, or abuse within a family that a friend is recognizing and noticing. So it's a shame that we're having to see, you know, to change where we are, and that's where the counseling aspect of having that team member present is so important, because our kids are struggling. And then the other thing that changed for us is, you know, we started in New Orleans. We went through our 9 parishes, and then in 2020 we went statewide, so with the state police first, and now we're under GOSEP. We're now in close to 653 schools, I believe. We'll be about 700 schools very shortly. So what we've seen with that is certainly there's a little bit of a difference in the types of tips that are coming in from the different parts of the state. But overall, the mental health is definitely, we're seeing that aspect increasing.
And the beauty of this is it gives a conduit for the student to do it anonymously. You know, students are very aware. So when they see somebody walking into the principal or the disciplinarian's office or whatever, and then they see remedial action being taken in the immediate aftermath of someone walking in, they start asking questions. I know you're aware of that. You've probably heard stories about it. I have as well. The beauty of this is it creates degrees of separation where no one really knows where the information is coming from, right?
Absolutely. And for us, I mean, being Crime Stoppers, you know, we actually have a privileged information statute. So everything we have done historically as an organization, and this is not just here in Louisiana, this is across the United States and actually abroad, it's done through that lens. So we're able to make sure that the information is kept anonymous, and that students can rest assured that, one, it's going to be processed anonymously. They're going to be processed through a tip number, which is what we do in our adult program. But they're also able to follow back up with us. And we are looking for a disposition on the information. So it doesn't just fall into the, you know, tunnel and nobody ever looks at it. Somebody's absolutely vetting that information for them. And that's why I always say it's so important for what we do compared to just like a, you know, a text a tip and or send an email. We're looking at this 24/7. We have trained operators looking at this information 24/7. So when something comes in for us, if a student's going to report something that they heard may happen overnight, someone overnight on the administrative side, whether it's law enforcement or school, is going to be getting that information. It's not going to be held till the next day when the door, you know, damage could be done. So definitely for, seeing that and knowing that kids know that there is something happening is incredibly important. And they have two-way dialogue that they could actually dialogue with us.
So if grandparents, parents, other concerned citizens want to spread the word, where would they go to learn more about Safe Schools?
They can go to SafeSchoolsLouisiana.com is the website, or they can come to CrimeStoppersGNO.org, which would link you over to Safe Schools Louisiana. Right now, this is a free program that is sponsored by the state, so we encourage any school that doesn't have this opportunity to have an anonymous reporting hotline that's answered 24/7. You know, please take advantage of this. There's, you know, no reasons why they shouldn't.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the great work that y'all do. Darlene Cassandra, President and CEO of Crime Stoppers. Have a great week.
Thank you.
We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.